All right, kids, now is our time for our children's story. So if you want to come on up, grab a basket, and then we're going to have a short children's story. Kids, why don't you come take a seat? We have a children's story for you. Who knows what this is? Glow sticks. So, do you guys want one after the children's story? All right, I'll give you one after the children's story. All right, if you can advance the slide for me one more. All right. And if you can hit the lights for me, that'll be even better. Lights? All right. So, who knows what that is on the screen? Anyone know? Jellyfish. You know, that's a really good answer, but this is actually not a jellyfish. You're right. There are some jellyfish that I think they call it effervescence, where basically they do glow in the dark, but this is not a jellyfish. Anyone else want to take a guess what this is? Yes, Francis. A what? A white? I'm going to say no. Yes. It's blue. One more guess. Okay. Go ahead. Little crystal and?
Crystal.
A blue crystal? Finally, Kelly? Okay. It is light. But anyone in the audience know what this is? Now, Hema may know what this is because it's from New Zealand. Do you guys know what this is? What's that? Really good guess, but this is actually an organism. It's called glowworms, right? And so naturally, if you go in New Zealand, in this cave, you'll literally find these worms that glow in the dark. You know, but here's the gross thing about it. All that, you see that string that seems to come down from the ceiling, right? That's actually kind of like the worm's poop. I know that's a little gross, but there's a purpose in it. Do you know that these glowworms, as they hang from the cavern, from the caves in the ceiling, do worms have to eat? What do you think? Do you have to eat? Do worms have to eat? They do. So how in the world are you going to eat something like when you're in a cave, hanging from a ceiling? What they do is they naturally produce when they poop it out. There is this long, sticky string, and that's what you see. And from when it goes down, once in a while, you'll see like a little bubble that glows in the dark like these sticks. What do you think the glowworm uses the light for? Anyone want to take a guess here? Okay, go ahead. That's actually pretty close. They'll use the light to attract bugs. When you go camping, do you see sometimes like mosquitoes and moths, they're attracted to your flashlight or the fire, right? Similarly, bugs and sometimes even birds are attracted to this light. And guess what? When these bugs come close to this sticky stuff, they get trapped like a spider web. And then the glowworm pulls this sticky string up to his mouth, and then they eat up the bug. That's how they catch their meal. Now, why do I share that story? Because you can hit the lights if you want. Because not everything that looks pretty and attractive and something that you think is good for you is good for you, right? In fact, do you know the devil sometimes uses things that are pretty and attractive, that things you think you want, as a trap? Just like this glowworm sets traps for bugs and insects and sometimes even bats, the devil knows how to trap us. So we have to be really careful. So the Bible says that more than how things look, we are to understand, we are to use wisdom to understand how these things are important to us. Now, let me give you something. Let me give you an example. Is everything on TV bad? It's not, right? There's some good stuff on TV. There's like spy, there's sermons, there's nature shows. But would you also say there's some things on TV that's not so good for us? Yes or no? Yeah. You see how the devil can use maybe something that could be good, but also he can use it for evil, right? And so the Bible gives us this counsel that we are to use wisdom to know what is good and what is bad. And not everything that glows in the dark, not everything that looks attractive, not everything that looks yummy or it looks like it's going to be fun, not everything is actually good for us. In fact, lots of times, those are the devil's traps. So I'm going to pray for you guys, but what we're going to do is we're going to pray that God gives you wisdom, and that's why you have your parents in your life as well, because they provide wisdom for you as well. So let's not fall into the glowworm's trap and ask God for wisdom so we may know how to avoid the devil's traps. All right, guys? All right, I'm going to ask one volunteer to pray for us, and then I'm going to give you glow sticks and you can go back. One volunteer. Okay, I see your hand. Here you go.
Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this good message that you gave us. As we listen to your story today, guide us in Jesus' name and pray, amen.